for the clean sheet 2021-2022 season PL preview. So we got a couple little sections there. There's the last segment that we got, but we're just gonna go person by person, and everyone's gonna give their predictions as to what the relegation clubs are gonna be, the overachievers, the underachievers, what their team's gonna look like, the award predictions, the transfer of the season, and what are you looking forward to, and then your top six. So let's start.
This episode will be two parts, right?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Especially if you actually chime in for once, bro.
I am.
Let's start with some relegation clubs. I want to hear from Dorian first. Who do you have? What's the three teams you got going down and why?
I got Norwich going down. Okay. I got Watford going down again. Okay. And low key, like, I don't know who the third one would be. It would be a relegation battle between like Newcastle and Burnley.
Oh, okay. You got any reason as to those?
Well, they're newly promoted. They haven't started the season well, showing anything. Like, talking about Norwich, they've lost three in a row. Newcastle also haven't started well. Past few seasons, they've been in the league. Burnley, they don't seem to be getting any better. They're like a stagnant club. This might be they drop. And yeah. Watford is just like, again, newly promoted team. They do have some good signings, but I don't know if that's enough to keep them up compared to like the amount of competition that's in the Premier League this year. Like, Brentford would probably be somebody else's option, but off of what I've seen them play so far, I think they're like pretty solid and they can stay up.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I'll go ahead and go next. I definitely think agree, bro. Watford is definitely going down. I would love to keep seeing Ismail Assar in the Premier League, but I just don't think the rest of that team is solid enough to stay up. I probably think they're actually like dead last, if I'm being real with you. Honestly, at 19, bro, I had Southampton because they just like, I don't see where they've improved, bro. Obviously, they've lost a lot of players. They've lost lost the top scorer. Yeah,
they lost Danny Ings.
So there's a lot there that I think just got weaker, like didn't improve at all, bro. And then 18, I was between Norwich and Palace, bro. But I'm gonna give the benefit to Norwich just because I really like Daniel Farke. And I think like this is the second time in the Premier League now in like 3 years. And I think he knows better now. Like, he has the locker room like reinvigorated to the fact that I think they know that they've been here before.
Yeah.
They'll probably get out of this. Palace, though, Eze is actually out.
Yeah. They got that dude Dennis from Genk.
Yeah, he's out till January, so it's like that's one of I don't know if, and obviously that Hodgson go out, and he's like, as much as people want to shit on Roy Hodgson, like he's proven he's a Premier League manager.
Yeah, he can keep you up. He'll make sure you're not relegated. Like,
yeah, it's like Big Sam, you know, like you shit on them, but it's like they know what they're doing. So I'm gonna go Palace in that last spot. So.
Right, I'll go next. I think it's going to be Norwich, Newcastle, and Southampton for my things in that order. So in 20th, Norwich, and 19th, Newcastle, and then in 13th, Southampton. Norwich, I haven't seen anything hopeful in their games. I know they played like that EFL Cup tie or like that new cup that's going on, and they won that game. But to be honest, I don't really think they're going to really have it against some of these sides that are really going to put up numbers against them, to be honest. And I don't think they're snatching any points off the top half of the table. Newcastle just don't look exciting as they used to and stuff like that, so I'm not too keen on them staying up. And Southampton again in 18th, just because again they lost their top scorer, as you boys said, and pretty much explained them. So yeah, that's my top three.
I'm gonna have to agree with Rio. I mean, I'm not gonna just re-say everything he said, but I mean, I will disagree. I think Southampton is gonna be dead last. That's my prediction. I think it'll Southampton, Norwich, and then probably Newcastle. Maybe Burnley, but who knows?
I'm surprised nobody's I think Dorian said right, Burnley. No, is someone bring up Burnley? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kareem, go ahead.
So 20th. You got Liverpool. Unless there's one way they'll stay up, and that's if the refs keep giving them the game. So
we gotta watch that. We'll see you in Confederations Cup. Madrid next year.
That's classical. Nah, I'm kidding. I see Norwich going down. I see Newcastle. And I don't know. I don't want to say Crystal Palace, but I've watched two of their games, and I don't know. I just don't like the football. Those are my reasons.
Y'all are shitting on Norwich too much. I think they can stay up. I really
do. Dude, Pookie's ass now.
No, that's facts. Tristan, what do you got for bottom three, bro?
I do agree Norwich is not gonna stay up. They did sign that Sargent guy though, but I don't think he's proven. But for me, I think Norwich is gonna be dead last. I do have Southampton in 19th, and I think probably Burnley, because I just fucking hate those guys. But yeah, I mean, I don't think Burnley has moved up. I mean, Burnley's just I think they were almost relegated last season by like one or two points. But yeah, I just think it's this year's for Burnley to get relegated. They need to be relegated. They don't deserve to be in the Premier League. Not with that style of football. Fuck that.
They get points though. They get points. So that's why I did not say they're gonna get.
Only because of Sean Dyche.
They love to play aggressive and try and fucking injure everybody on the pitch.
That's true.
Yeah, they play some barbaric shit. No, that's definitely a lot of good points. So let's actually move on to what we think the mid-table sides that are gonna. So kind of like the over and underachievers of the mid-table. So like teams that will make the mid-table, but maybe you didn't expect them to. Teams that are in mid-table, but you expect them to be a little bit higher.
I got Brighton. Okay, go Brighton. Is,
yeah, same.
That Brighton team is pretty good. They have some ball.
I think they're going to be a good team.
Tyreek Lamptey. Saying he's a good signing.
Facts. For them. That's facts.
He's Bissouma. I don't know how to pronounce it. Bissouma.
Bissouma.
Yeah.
United.
Liverpool United. He's a baller. And then that Brighton team is kind of fun to watch. I think they're gonna overachieve, no doubt. And then even now, I mean, obviously three games in, but I think Brentford also.
Yeah.
Could easily like finish top half of the Premier League, no doubt. I don't know. I have a good feeling about them.
Yeah. I honestly, in terms of overachievers, I would definitely agree with you on Brentford. Obviously, I rate Ivan Toney, bro. That performance he's put in that first game against Arsenal was class. It's tough to say that it would be overachieving, but I think Leeds still has to be called overachieving.
That is
when they just signed Dan James, too.
Dan James. So, like, I don't even know if that's overachieving, because to me, when you have a world-class, not world-class, but definitely class manager, like, you're kind of expected. And the squad that they have is really good.
So yeah, Rafinha, I'm like...
Yeah, I so rate Rafinha, bro. Rafinha, so...
Alien Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, I think that's going to be big. And then underachievers, honestly, I got to go for Arsenal. As well in there, I gotta go with Everton, because I think Everton are probably like the toughest team to predict this year for me. Obviously Rafa is like a world-class manager, but I just don't know if like that squad is gonna gel with the type of football he likes to play. I also don't know if he's gonna have the locker room behind him, because obviously rival coach, but I think Everton could be in trouble.
Yeah. Wolves is also another team that I think might underproduce this season, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I just, with their style of play when they had Nuno and everything like that, definitely fit the team. Now that obviously he's at Spurs, let's go, baby. and Traore apparently wants out, so that they're definitely going to finish. I'm predicting like 11th, 12th, which is kind of sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I also think Aston Villa is going to underperform.
In my opinion, a top three window.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just don't think they're gonna be what people think they're gonna be. Like, we expect to be like a 6th, 7th place team, but I think they're gonna place like 10th.
Mm. Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair. Tristan, you got any overachievers?
I think I have Aston Villa and West Ham as the overachievers. I think Aston Villa,
what's his name? Not Benrahma.
Buendia.
What's his name?
Buendia.
We were linked with him. We were supposed to sign him, but Buendia has been falling out as well. And also Leon Bailey. I think he's gonna fall out. Danny Ings.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Danny Ings as well scored a nasty goal, but for me, it's West Ham is gonna be the overachievers. My underachievers is definitely Wolves and for sure Arsenal. That's if we don't get rid of the manager in time. But yeah, I think us two are gonna be the for sure underachievers.
Yeah, no, that's big. That's big. I definitely think West Ham, you know, obviously they don't have Jay Lings. Actually, were they trying to get him back?
Like Randolph, the goalkeeper, like kept tweeting stuff about like some bullshit about like coming out of the closet and, you know, saying that he wants to come back.
Low-key, if I'm United, if the price was right, I would have let him go.
Me too. But yeah, you can't get rid of Lingardinho.
Jay Lings and Ronaldo,
that picture would Instagram would have gone crazy, bro. That picture would have been crazy. Fire. So before we get on to everyone having their 15 minutes of fame for their team, I want to real quick go around and get predictions on the awards. So who's going to win manager of the year? We can start with that, manager of the season. For me, it's really, really tough for me to say this, but I think it's going to be Thomas Tuchel. I think that the work that he's done with the defense in literally a calendar year or under a calendar year has been pretty spectacular. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but I think he's going to take this Chelsea team to a really, really good place. So
I agree. My pick
for manager of the year.
I have two picks. It can be either or. It's either Nuno or Tuchel. So for Nuno, if he really revamps his Tottenham side, gets Kane back in the fold, and they really go at it, and he's able to get Champions League against like these sides that are really being placed out here, then I think he can honestly win manager of the year. If not, I feel like Tuchel will take Chelsea to win this league. Their defense is sound compared to all the other teams. We work as a unit and we work as a team together. And I honestly feel that he can take us far in whatever competition that we're in.
He definitely is my favorite, in my opinion, to win. Because, I mean, I think
Pep's still the favorite because everyone loves Pep.
I mean, yeah, but if Nuno just top, like, real, if Spurs get top four,
he wins it.
Anybody winning besides Nuno, end of conversation.
Yeah. If he gets top four, I agree.
He gets top four, 100%. No doubt,
He's winning it. Yeah, I agree. Tristan Doran, what do you guys think?
Low key, this is probably a bad one, but it could happen if West Ham do well. David Moyes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, oh, wow.
That's a good pick.
If they keep pushing and having a strong season like they've had, and they get Europa League or something, he definitely could win it.
No, but I think he has to get in the top five to get that, though, because they're not going to give a sixth place team. I mean, he did sixth place,
but like
last
also
season, he wasn't.
But like my more realistic one would be Ole. You know, gonna, because if Man United actually do run rampant this season, if you have like a team that's dominant like that, you're most likely gonna get the
that man has team. No tactics, bro. It's literally just Pogba, Bruno,
vibes,
and Chalot,
just
bro.
Vibes.
He's the player. He's a player. He
plays off vibes.
He's a game man. Is he gonna call Ronaldo? Doesn't he add like an E at the end of
Ronnie?
Yeah, Ronnie.
Yeah, I thought the bowling to Ronnie was fantastic. Yeah, and you know, I mean, like, he's a fucking player's manager, bro. For those of y'all listening that know baseball, he's literally Boone for the Yankees. Like, he doesn't actually coach; he's just really good with the players, so they play well under him.
It's vibe.
It's really
if
vibe.
If it
coaching.
Works, what? No reason to hate.
Yeah, Tristan, what's your pick, bro? You got Moyes or someone?
I got Moyes and probably Thomas Tuchel. I mean, I think the work that he's done at Chelsea so far is phenomenal. But yeah, if they continue with that good run of form, I think they are also heavy favorites to win the league as well.
Yeah. That's fire. So I wanna start with Tristan again, just so you can be the first one to put input. For our young player of the season, who do you think is gonna win that award?
I'm gonna go with like this underdog here. I'm gonna go with Emile Smith Rowe, because he, I mean, for me, I think he's a really hard baller, bro. Him giving the number 10 shirt just set him off, honestly, because I just watching the Brentford game, even though we lost 2-0, he was still ball. Even not even the Brentford game, both the Brentford game, the Chelsea game, and the Man City game, he wasn't like Aubameyang and just head down the whole time. He was actually trying to make something happen. I think I think Emil Smith Rowe is going to be the underdog for that one.
Yo, that's crazy. I literally had him written down, but I also had a second guy, so I'll mention the second guy as well. I think it'll be a contradictory pick because I don't think City will do that well this year, but I think Ferran Torres will
same.
Be great this year.
I was
year.
Thinking the same exact
thing. I think since City didn't get a striker the way they should have, they're going to have to look inward to get those goals, and I think this is the year where Ferran Torres is going to have the best chance of his career to really step into the fold as a world-class starting number 9. He's going to take it. I think he's 20.
Yeah, he's under 21.
I don't even think he can buy a beer. So, well, at least here.
Yeah,
I think Ferran Torres too, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been balling. Yeah.
I'm gonna go a little sleeper on my pick. I'm gonna go with Reece James.
Oh wait, how old is
he? I don't think he fits. I think he's too old.
Yeah. Doesn't fit. Okay, 23? Then Martinelli.
Can Foden still win it or no?
That's a good pick.
Then Martinelli from Arsenal.
Wait, can Foden still win it or no?
I think Foden's 22 now, isn't it?
Foden is okay.
How old is Mason Greenwood?
He's young enough.
He's 21.
Oh, Greenwood too. Greenwood or Ferran Torres?
My pick was actually gonna be it's either between Harvey Elliott or
Reece James is young enough actually.
Yeah, oh, he is right.
Also he's year 21.
I was about to say that I get yeah, Reece James or Martinelli. Those are my two picks.
Okay, I like the Martinelli pick a lot.
I mean, if they're trying to develop their players, might as well do it this season. Give them a season to pop off.
Thanks,
Rio. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I think it's either Harvey Elliott or Mason Greenwood. Those two coming into their sides, they're both brilliant to watch as young footballers, especially for that England side. I don't think Harvey Elliott's from England. I think he's
No, Scottish.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Scottish.
Yeah, I think both of them are just amazing players. I think also a sleeper pick could be Billy Gilmore for Norwich if they do get out, to be honest, because his passing and everything, and he might have a really good loan spell over there. But who knows? But my main picks are Harvey Elliott and Mason Greenwood for sure, because they're just balling and they're able to get into starting sides when they should not be that age.
Pick is nice.
I love the Harvey Elliott pick. I don't think he's quite on the level of a Foden and the Ferran Torres yet, but I think he's going to get there.
It's also hard for him to get the game time though.
I think he will get a lot of game time because
he starts against Chelsea, bro.
FSG. Yeah, I think he's going to get the game time. I agree with Real because obviously FSG doesn't want to buy people. So I think they were looking for him to take a step up this year. I just don't think he's going to make it there yet. I think Ferran Torres will get the stats that win him. Billy Gilmore is also a good pick. I just don't know they'd ever give it to a guy in a team that's 18 or 17 or whatever.
Curtis Jones also a baller too.
I don't think he's ever going to get to the starts though.
Nah, but he's a baller though.
He is.
No, he definitely he was starting last season, and he was honestly, I think, the best player on our side for a extended period. But did everyone get their picks? Kareem, did you go? Did everyone go? Yeah, you won, bro.
I don't think he wants to contribute.
Yeah, I know. all right, so then you're done, bro. You're done. You can talk about this though. We'll start with you. Who's winning Golden Boot and Golden Glove?
Oh my God, Golden Boot's not a question. I won't answer that.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm. And then Golden Glove. I would say Alisson, but their defense is shit. So.
All right.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to. Well, you know what? I have faith in that shit, Virgil van Schaik. I think Alisson can win Golden Glove.
Okay.
Anyone else want to go before I unload on this monkey?
I'll go. Just so it'll be a nice in between. I think it'll actually just be Mendy. He won a Champions League Golden Boot last season. He has an insane record. for his clean sheets. Our team is just solid defensively, and I think it's the best in the league. I don't think many other teams would compare defensively as a unit, especially with our system. And I think our backline is just going to do it justice. So, Edouard Mendy. And then for Golden Boot, I know everyone's going to hate me for saying this, but it might just have to be Salah.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the Kaku.
It's Salah. It's Salah.
Let's go.
It's Salah.
I don't have him winning Golden Boot. I have him winning another award that you're gonna definitely disagree with. But he's a good pick. For Golden Boot, I have CR7. The only reason why is because he's going to have a lot of good service, and he's not going to have to split up goals with anybody else. I mean, maybe Rashford. But, like, when you look at, like, Lukaku, like, Mount can score. You know, like, Havertz can score. He's going to have to split the scoring load a little bit. You look at Salah, obviously Mane and Jota are going to score every now and then. But it's like when you look at United, like their main outlet is going to be Ronaldo. And he's not even in that much of a deficit. Like Lukaku only has one goal. Salah only has like one goal, I think. Like the big players only have like one or two goals, to the point where the deficit is obviously, you can obviously catch up to them. So I got CR7, and then I got Alisson because of bias.
Makes sense. Not even a good reason, just because of bias.
No, I mean, I have reasons, but I'll say bias. I generally think he's still the second, maybe first best keeper.
He's first best. It's him, Ederson.
I would still give it to Ederson, but
I think Ederson's going to get the Golden Glove.
I know.
I do not at all.
I think he is.
I definitely prefer. I think he over Ederson. Ederson for Golden Glove, no it's doubt.
Ederson or Edouard Mendy, whatever his name is. Yeah, one of those two.
Wait, you're saying Ederson or Mendy?
I'm going Mendy. I'd say Ederson more. I'm going
the way Man City's defenses and stuff. I think like he'll have like more like clean sheets.
I just think that Premier League, that Champions League Golden Glove is gonna do wonders for him this season. Like that experience and everything like that.
And he did have some sick saves against Liverpool.
Ridiculous saves.
He was a wall.
But still, that doesn't give you a Golden Glove. Like, he had a good performance.
It doesn't, yeah.
Season. Oh, 100%. Like,
and that's exactly why I think it'll actually be Mendy. Alisson. I think that while the Chelsea team never gives up, I don't think the Chelsea team will probably ever concede more than two goals in a match this season. But I just think that they might concede the odd goal every once in a while, to the point where I think Alisson will get a couple more clean sheets than Mendy. Mm. But Danny, did you mention your Golden Boot?
My Golden Boot is actually
Kane.
No, see, it would have been Kane if he played match one. Just I don't know, but
Son instead of Kane.
No, it's gonna be Lukaku. Actually, that's my pick.
Thank you.
Awful.
My pick is probably, but I gotta give it to my boy James fucking Vardy. That dude, every season he's very consistent. He's always up there.
He's definitely gonna be one of the. He's definitely one of the favorites. I feel.
So I'd say my choices would be Jamie Vardy. Finally, he does it.
Okay. Tristan. Yeah, let's get your opinion on that.
I'm gonna go with Danny with the Golden Boot. I think Lukaku is probably gonna score the most goals. He's just that guy. I mean, did he win it for Serie A last season?
Yeah, no, I think he went right behind Ronaldo. It was like a goal.
Oh, Lukaku.
Oh, Immobile. Yeah, I think Immobile did win last season. But yeah, I have Lukaku for this season, and then Golden Glove. I think it's probably gonna be Anderson. So did I say Anderson or Emerson?
No, Emerson. Wait, no.
Emerson.
No, Ronaldo scored the most goals in that season last season. Five more goals than Lukaku.
Oh, he did?
Five more.
Yeah, five more. And I think how many games? And he scored in one less game.
Wait. Wow. He's not washed.
Ronnie.
Well, maybe it could be CR7 this season if Pogba stays fit.
CR7 is definitely... Like, it wouldn't be surprising at all. With fucking midfield and that Man United squad, not surprising.
Yeah. So then real quick, going into that, then, do we all have CR7 as the best transfer?
Yeah.
And no doubt.
In the Prem?
In the Prem?
Yeah, in the Prem.
Yeah, in the Prem is the best transfer that's happened in years.
No. Okay, first off, I don't think that's the best transfer. I don't think that's the best
honestly, transfer. If we're talking about value and long term,
talking about the attention and everything that it just gave the Premier League right now.
No,
exposure. No, it gives the whole. If it goes into United, what league do we play in the Premier League? Everybody gets exposure when you play.
I honestly,
we're gonna watch the Premier League more now. Just in the Premier League, like they're gonna watch it more.
Just for Ronaldo, though. But like in terms of like what's actually gonna win something, I think it's Lukaku as a signing. That just like it fixes a problem. Like truly,
it does, but
Timo,
like,
your Timo problem.
Yeah, Timo doesn't finish. Timo can't hold up the ball and actually like do something with it at times.
Yeah, but not everybody's not going as crazy for Lukaku. Like not even like it's a fraction of how crazy people are going over CR7. Like people that don't even know shit about soccer that are like, holy fuck, he's transferred. Like
that's a hype signing though.
Well, yeah,
will it really fix United's true problem?
But what did you say?
Defensive that midfielder
a signing no. too? Like.
It's the best. Would
you not say that, not say that really exposure, et cetera, is not a good part of the signing?
It is, but like part of it, like, okay, your exposure.
So you're saying
may
Messi's
good.
Not, like, as you're acting like Messi's not, like, Messi or Neymar aren't, like, the biggest, like, PSG signings ever either. Like they are the biggest signings for a reason. They're the biggest footballers in the world. That brings a certain type of exposure and fan base towards each club and every team around it.
United's Instagram page got 11 million likes in 8 hours.
Wasn't that the most liked post?
Yeah,
it was the quickest most liked post ever.
Yep.
No, I mean, I get Dory.
Transfer to happen in the Premier League. Like, it's no, most groundbreaking.
I get Dory, but like that. But hype. If I'm talking strictly football, though, like we're talking strictly football.
That's hype.
I don't think it's the best. I actually think if we're looking at it from best transfer, like I look at it mostly as like who's going to impact their team the most. Believe it or not, I think you could actually say that Varane will have a bigger impact than Ronaldo in terms of shoring up the defense. And even a guy like Bailey might take Villa from like really nowhere and possibly make him a top six, top seven team.
Yeah.
But CR7 is definitely up there, though. Like impact and hype. But if we're including hype, it's obviously there's no question.
Yeah, I guess we're counting that. But
like you're also saying like CR7 is going to probably be top goal scorer too. Like United's had a goal scoring problem for a minute.
That is true. I don't rate.
We don't have one. We don't have that player like that scores because it's the game. Like
yeah. No, I agree.
He fixed like Ronaldo fixes a problem too. Like, yeah, Rom is good, but you guys did have Timo, also had Tim Abraham behind y'all. Like, you did have like people who can score. It's not like Lukaku's the end all save all. Like, same thing with United. Like, CR7 is not the end all save all. We still need a goddamn CDM, but like, it's just how it is.
I don't think you complete your team. Like Lukaku completes the team.
I don't know if I put Lukaku in the conversation, bro. I need to see more.
Exactly. From Lukaku?
Yes, bro.
You mean the dude who's already like on like top 10 and like the scoring
list?
But when you say complete a team, I need some leadership aspect. And I don't think Lukaku has that now.
What?
The reason I'm not giving
the inspiration
to the Serie A last season.
Ronaldo's gonna make them better.
Ronaldo comes on a team. And Bruno Fernandes will not even like,
Danny,
touch
this is exactly
the ball.
What I wanted. Yeah.
And isn't Bruno like their best player for like the last 2 years now? You don't want that. You want someone who's gonna gel with Bruno. That's
what do you mean they play together. Like they'll figure it out.
You act like they don't play together on the Portugal national team.
Yeah,
like,
and they were shit.
Okay, at the Euros, like this one tournament,
and they were shit beforehand.
They can gel together throughout games.
My reasoning for not putting Lukaku is just simply because he was playing in the Prem for a while. He flopped at United.
Did he really flop at United? That's the real question.
He had 20 goals.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's a flop.
He did not have 20 goals. He maybe popped that.
He had 20 goals in one of the seasons. Like,
yeah.
It's not
Di Maria and Falcao.
Fucking touch of an elephant.
I want to hear what Tristan has to say, but I haven't heard
it. We can hear from Tristan actually real quick, but.
Yeah, I mean, you guys kind of hit it on the nails. Either you're going to be CR7 for me or Lukaku, because like Riangelo said, Lukaku does complete the Chelsea team. Ronaldo, he's 36 years old. I mean, if he can stay fit and not get injured, you know, those bones aren't the same as he was when he was at Real Madrid or even Juve.
People say that about Ronaldo every year. Guess what happens?
He loses to Porto in the quarterfinals.
The Premier League is a completely different league from Serie A. I'm not gonna lie.
Like we'll see, bro. Like we'll see, bro. We'll honestly, see. Like Ronaldo offers nothing but I can score, bro. He doesn't offer touch or anything. Like Lukaku's hold up play is brilliant. Ronaldo doesn't have hold up
no
play.
Touch.
Ronaldo has no hold up play. Yo,
I want to see Ronaldo play against Burnley.
Yeah, but United don't need the hold up play. Dude, they have Paul Pogba, one of the best. They have Paul Pogba.
What else would you need Ronaldo to do than score?
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need anything.
You have Pogba, Fernandes thrown in.
Take it like this. If you swap Lukaku and put him on United and you put Ronaldo on Chelsea, who's winning the league?
Who's winning the league?
The team with Ronaldo.
Chelsea. No, Chelsea's winning the league even without Ronaldo.
Winning the league. Chelsea's getting second.
Yo,
all right, look. We'll leave that to the top six, but I like that we all disagree on the top transfer. I mean, we agree that it's down to pretty much three or four guys though. It's CR7 or Lukaku if you're deluded, but you know, either way.
Moses is so good at Watford. That's the best transfer. Fucking
oh shit, he went to Watford.
Roy Deeney on the free.
But yeah, we can now move on to the big one, which is the player of the season. I'm gonna start this one because I gotta say, Rio said he's top goal scorer. I don't have him on there, but I do have Solomon player of the season, bro. I have him or Pogba. Those are my two picks. It's between those two. I think those two are gonna be the big players that are gonna take their teams either to the edge of the title or like the title itself. I don't have Liverpool winning the title, but if they were to even come close, it's going to be because Salah's going to have one of those crazy ass seasons. I think the same thing for United. Pogba needs to have that De Bruyne type season. Like, I don't want to hear comparisons about De Bruyne and Pogba. Like, De Bruyne has shown that, like, he can carry a team to a title. Pogba hasn't yet. And I think this has to be the season where he shows that. Hopefully it is. And I'm going those two. I'm going Pogba, but I'm leaning Salah.
Okay. My player of the season. I think I'm going to go with the defender again. I'm honestly going to say it's... Ooh, this one's going to be tough, and I'm going to hate to say this, but Virgil van Dijk.
Ooh, come on.
I don't know why you would make that pick, but I'll take it.
Virgil fucking van Dijk. Look, to be honest, right? If Liverpool can really, like, Liverpool this shit up, like as Kareem says, the refs, like, on their side and everything.
How do you backhand compliment fucking...
Look, that's the Liverpool way.
Because Liverpool only wins this season, bro, because their attack, we know what they can do, right? It's their defense. In my opinion, at least, if Van Dijk really shores up that like defense completely with Alisson, I think he wins it.
Yeah.
No doubt, because he... this season is about defense. This season's about defense. This season's about defense, bro. Yeah, like, we all know what the attacking sides can do, but how are you going to stop each threat? You know, who's going to be the unstoppable, you know, the actual immovable object? That's my question.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, Danny, before you go, I'm just waiting to see that Van Dijk versus Rooney. Fuck it.
The internet is going to break.
Van Dijk versus Rooney.
Incredible.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Danny, go ahead and give me your players.
I had a different pick, but after hearing Rio's Van Dijk spiel, I am leaning towards that, but before that, my pick was KDB.
I was gonna think that too.
The obvious pick. But yeah, it's obvious for a reason. He's a good player.
Yeah. I mean, we need to say what fucking KDB does for that fucking Man City team. Yeah. I don't think we need to say a lot.
Yeah, Tristan, I really wanna hear what you got.
I think now that Ronaldo's at Man United, I'm not going to say Ronaldo, but I think Ronaldo kind of unlocks Paul Pogba. I think Paul Pogba might get it because all he has to do is just whip it in the box and, you know.
Fucking Ronaldo, Ronaldo in there will somewhere. Fucking Ronaldo in there somewhere.
Same with Bruno Fernandes, but I'll let it.
Yeah, maybe Bruno,
just whip it in the box.
That's a good pick.
Top pick is Pogba just because of CR7.
I like that. I think we all have a different pick so far.
So. I pick low-key as Heung-min Son.
Ooh. I like that.
Nice.
He's nice. With Harry Kane and all that bullshit, he's been the man for Tottenham the past games. He scores for them.
Sonaldo, baby.
You know, but I, you know what I think will happen though, Doran.
He's always up there.
It's going to be contingent on, you know, like, usually, obviously, that has to happen. The only way that's going to happen is the Spurs get top four. Like, they're not going to give it to a player that's out of top five.
Exactly.
It's like, there were some seasons, and you know, you guys know how much I don't like Hazard, but there were some seasons where Hazard was generally probably the best player that season, and he didn't win player of the didn't win player of the season, because I think that a lot of times it was looked at as like, you know, like
that season, he's not the, he lose to like Conte though. Who did he lose to?
Conte, yeah, he lost to Conte, but he said that Conte deserved it.
And it's like, Conte, if Kane, and it's like, if Kane is on that team, I don't know if the voters are gonna look at him and be like, yo, Son had a great season, but look at Kane, he stayed, and look what happened. Spurs are in top four, even if he's not the reason,
I mean, if they do their whole like assist, you know, goal, like, you know, contributions to each other, like last season, I can see it being one of those two Spur boys.
Yeah, they would have to get top four though. That would have to happen.
Yeah.
Kareemy cunt. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. My player of the year, I think it's going to have to be one of the United boys, dog. Oh, I'm telling you, it's either going to be Pogba or Bruno.
I can see Bruno.
I don't know. Like you guys said, you just whip it into to Ronaldo. They're gonna put up numbers, especially if Pogba keeps playing the way he's playing right now.
If that United team can stay healthy, that team is scary.
That is true.
So what?
Fire. Yeah. So then I want to move on to what's the one thing, real quick. We'll go around. What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most this season? I mean, I know what it is for me. Is the Rooney versus Van Dijk. The Rooney versus Van Dijk Instagram photo. That shit finna be crazy.
I want to see the fucking title race. That's the thing I'm most looking forward to, because I have no idea who's going to win this season. Usually every season I'm like, oh, Man City's going to win it. But like this season, I actually don't know.
I agree. This season is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Rio, what's your moment?
I think I want to see Ronaldo versus Arsenal.
Ooh.
I think I want to see that. That's the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
God damn.
That's the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Oh,
I can't wait for.
Stop it. He's dead.
Arsenal are 5-0 down. Ronaldo 5 goals.
Right, with Bruno, he's going to do the.
I'm sorry, Tristan. I have to.
Tristan, what's your moment, bro? Don't let.
Me, what I'm looking for the most is seeing a fucking fit Arsenal team. That's what I'm looking for the most.
Everyone's getting sick, injured
left and right. So I mean, I'm looking for Arsenal that's supposed to be Arsenal.
That's facts. Kareem, what you got?
I'm excited to see Liverpool do their best with the refs. I don't know. I'm just excited for this whole season. Like I said earlier, football has never had a transfer window like this. Like, I don't know what's happening in football right now. So I'm just excited, dude. I watch almost every game, well, at least the highlights of the Prem, and that shit it's just baffling. I just love everything right now.
Yeah, I think, bro, I'm so glad we were able to do a look at the transfer sheet every week or every 2 weeks to kind of look at the transfer, because the transfers this season have been fucking mental, bro. But let's get to the big part, or before the big part. I want to go give everyone a little bit of 50 minutes of fame. Go ahead, Dan.
Manchester Derby. That's gonna be good.
Oh, Rooney. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rooney versus De Bruyne, bro. Sancho versus Foden. That's big. I want to give everyone a quick little 15 minutes of fame. No interruptions at all. Just want to go into each fan, give their expectations of the club this season, what they think of their transfer window, where they think they'll finish. Or actually, don't give us where you think you'll finish, because we'll get into that after that. But what do you think is going to be the biggest player for your team this year, the biggest surprise and whatnot? And Kareem, you can be City, since we don't have a City supporter. Let's start with Tristan. Let's start with Tristan. I want to hear what you got.
Oh, okay. All right. So starting off with the transfers, I think we spent the most money out of all the Premier League teams. we spent more money on young, talented players. So this season, I don't see us definitely not competing for the title. But, I mean, hopefully this season some senior players step up and guide the way for the young players. And then hopefully either probably next season or the season after, we can see these young players mature and at least go for the title. I mean, I'm hoping for a Champions League. You know, it might not happen. Everyone's saying it's not going to happen, but listen, every Arsenal fan trusts, well, I wouldn't say trust, but we always have faith. I mean, we've been through some pretty rough times. But yeah, I mean, what I'm expecting is hopefully everyone stays fit and Arteta, I don't want to see the manager get sacked, obviously, because that's just going to bring more inconsistency. But I think if Arteta gets his team that he wants out on the field and like he gets his tactics right, I think he's probably going to stay. And we'll see, maybe since we're not in European football, I think we can probably just go for like the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup again and at least win a trophy on like Tottenham, you know.
Oh, but, yeah, I like the little straight shot. A little straight shot. Yeah.
But, you know, ahead, but yeah, I just want to see the team stay fit at least. So, I mean, if everyone wants to play for, if everyone says that that they want to play for the manager, supposedly, that I just think everyone needs to stay fit, keep their head down, fucking score goals at least. And, you know, just play for the fans as well. Cause you know, there's some players out there on our team that just play for the money. And it's just really heartbreaking to see like some players out there that just, they don't really play for the fans. So, but yeah, I'm just hoping to see our team do good. I'm hoping for top four, at least top half of the fucking table. But you know, yeah, it's difficult right now. I mean, but it is the first three games of the season, so we'll see with the rest of the season. At least halfway through, we can just then judge and see how we've been. But hopefully everyone just stays fit. That's just my main concern, is everyone stays fit.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a good analysis. I think Arsenal will definitely rebound. I think Arsenal will definitely come back. Whoever's ready can go ahead next. See you ready, Danny, looking at me.
No, I don't mind. I guess the biggest thing that I am looking forward to this season is just consistency. Because we'll always start a season off good. We'll have fucking Kane and Son go crazy, score ridiculous amount of fucking goals, and then drop in form, lose to teams, tie to teams, and just drop points to end up outside four. Ideally, anything top four, any Champions League would be great. My favorite, our transfer season, our window, I'm very happy with it. Gil, very happy with it. Emerson, I think, quality signing, and I think getting rid of, I mean, Sissoko, it is what it is, but I do think that we are setting up for the future in a good way. Oh, also, I mean, Tandanga, Sar is also looking pretty good. So I think what I'm most excited for is just to get that rotational consistency where it's like we don't need to play the same side or to always win matches, everything like that. That's what I'm looking forward to with Spurs. Not to Spurs it up, to win anything, bro. What it is, bro. Just keep
winning. Oh, that's good. Kareem, you want to go ahead and go for Man City real quick?
Sure. This is from Mono. I mean, like you said earlier, I'm excited for Ferran Torres. It looks like he's gonna have a really great year. Jack Grealish hasn't shown much, but you know, what can you say about that? What else is there? KDB, he hasn't had a lot of playing time. But they should expect to finish top two. Hopefully it's against United. Fuck Liverpool. But I don't know. That's not my team. I don't really care.
I'll do City if anything. So
okay, yeah.
So I'll
be good about them, bro.
No, I'll add on to what they should be having or wanting to do in a sense. So at least for me, for City, they should definitely be looking towards winning the league for sure. Continuing up their form and everything, their style of play, always looking to make sure they gel with that. Because against the Tottenham game, they looked out of it, but for the last two games, they picked up the pace and then showed why they've been victors over like the last couple of years. But it's really about to see if like they're able to contend when the other sides also have the firepower to shoot back. Because we saw Liverpool versus Chelsea. Chelsea and Liverpool were going back at it at each other always. The real question is, can they do that against Liverpool? Can they do that against Chelsea? Can they do that against United? Those are their big games as well, and as well as Tottenham again, once they face them again. Can they do well against the big sides? Because we know what they can do against Norwich. We know what they can do against the mid-table clubs. But the real question is, can they really do it against the big sides to win this trophy? It's not like a one-league thing. They're not going to get Centurions this season. It's really about picking up the points where they need them. That's going to be their biggest thing. And it's really if that nine position and like if whether that's going to be a detriment not signing or really pushing for those different players that they could have gotten in this transfer window. And if not, they're going to have to look in January. So that's what City should be looking for this season.
Just to add on that, I think Man City is probably looking more to win the Champions League than the league. Because, I mean, Pep has won that league so many times. I think well, his true goal is to win the Champions League.
I agree.
Yeah, he's been criticized for that for the past since he took over Bayern Munich. He hasn't been able to win the Champions League since. Mm-hmm. And the questionability is how can you be considered one of the best in the world, but have probably two of the best teams in the world for a span of 4 years or 4 years plus and still fail to win it?
Yeah, and a lot of them, and only one final. So it's not even like he's coming up short.
He lost to a Chelsea team that like had one of the worst starts of like to their season God knows how long.
Yeah No, that's definitely fair. I'll go ahead and give you guys a break, then I'll go ahead and do my boys of Merseyside. Look, I mean to be honest, this is not the team of 2 years ago, in my opinion, where I really thought we were in my opinion a top five team in Premier League history, maybe even top six, seven. And if I were to be frustrated at anything, bro, with what's going on, it's definitely FSG, because in my opinion, bro, I think Michael Edwards and the rest of FSG scouting group is like maybe one of the best in the world. I mean, when you look at the business they did early on to Klopp's regime, like bringing in Salah for the money they did, bringing in Mane for the money they did, like a lot of these guys were like bargains, bro. And really a lot of Liverpool fans, myself included, have been sitting here thinking like, how is it that this transfer window we were letting Wijnaldum go for free, Shaqiri for pennies, you know, Harry Wilson, and our only arrival is Ibrahima Konate, which I'm not saying that that's not bad, but it's like we definitely overspent, in my opinion, and it was a position that I think needed the least cover. I think ultimately the transfer window has been pretty bad, and it's been two pretty bad summer windows, in my opinion, in a row. But I think when it comes down to starting 11, I think that's where we still look at, like, if everyone can stay fit, in my opinion. Starting 11 alone, I think we have the second, maybe even at worst, third best starting 11 in the entire league. So that's really what it's going to rest on for us. It's like, can everyone actually fucking stay fit? And can Mane not go cold in the middle of the season? And can Jota start over Firmino now? Because he clearly has a lot more of like a savvy, like final third edge over Firmino. I really want to see Harvey Elliott improve and become like kind of boy to a man in this season.
Baller.
And yeah, he's an absolute baller. And I really, really, really want to see Trent come back and really shut the haters up, because even last year, where he had apparently like the worst season of all time, like he was still putting in so many good performances. And he's really developing every single year. He's gotten better as a defender. Like he's never plateaued. So like if that trajectory continues, like this year, he should start really upping his game when it comes to defensive output. I think we should be challenging for the title. If we challenge for the title, that'd be great. Top four is a must. Anything less than that is absolutely disappointing. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a good season for sure. If I'm looking at it from the neutrals, this is going to be one of the best friends of all time, bro. And I hope Liverpool can be in the mix at least for winning that trophy. So that's that.
Sure. Ethan, you want to go?
Yeah. So, you know, the main goal or what I want to see us do this season is win a trophy of some sort, like FA Cup, you know, the Prem or Champions League. Need one of those. We haven't gotten a trophy in 4 seasons. We fixed like our weak points except for like CDM, but like in that midfield part, I think like it'd be very interesting to see Van de Beek take that spot of Fred or McSauce come back into the squad. But having Varane paired up with Maguire is the perfect combo, I think, because you have that balance of pace and then you have brute force. It's like it reminds you like Vidic and Ferdinand. And Aaron Wan-Bissaka, dude, oh my God, he's amazing. This dude, I don't know if you saw him against Wolves. That shit was insane. His save was insane. Luke Shaw, probably the best left back in the Prem too. David De Gea, I think David De Gea this season is going to actually turn up. He doesn't have as many problems with, like, you know, like, not problems, but he's not going to deal with personal issues as much because his kid was born, like, last season. I think he knows that his spot's in jeopardy with Dean Henderson. I think he's going to step it the fuck up. And obviously, like, with our attack, Pogba's in the form of his life. Bruno's Bruno. And we have Mason Greenwood maturing. We have Ronaldo coming in, which is one of the best players in the world. Rashford, when he's healthy, he's good. We have Lingard on the bench. I think, like, overall, our squad can do very well. But it's just, do we do it the Man United way where we're, like, really promising and then we fold at the end sometimes, like, in the Europa League final? Or, like, do we actually execute this season where we actually, like, give it our all and actually say, we're fucking Manchester United. We're that team that you should be scared of, like, how it was before. But, like, perfect signings. Nothing wrong there. Sancho, we wanted him before. I'm glad he's on the team. Got rid of Dan James to make space for him. So I think it's just, like, the depth and players we have, perfect. Especially with Ronaldo coming in. His influence in the locker room is kind of like LeBron's in the NBA. Like, it will make you a better person. It will make you more determined to be a better player so you can live up, to be up to their standards and play with them. So I think because of this, in the Prem, we're going to finish first or second. But other than top four, like, that's just not, like, a reality.
No, I like that. I like the LeBron comparison. He's going to win the chip this year.
Like,
Rio, you want to go ahead with Chelsea and then we can get the top six predictions?
Yes, sir. So for Chelsea, first, let's start off with our transfers. I thought our transfer window was brilliant. You know, we have the best side in the Premier League, depth-wise, defensively, and that's all we need. Defense wins titles, and that's the truth. You can be as good attacking as you want. You can outscore your opposition, but when it comes down to the biggest games that decide it all, it will be the defense. And a coach who's very flexible, and he doesn't mind putting in a player. He doesn't have favoritism. He's like, you're doing good this week, I'm putting you in. That's going to be like the be-all end-all, you know, because if Mane's cold, Klopp's still going to play him. You know, if Salah's cold, still going to play him no matter what. You know, for Ronaldo's cold, Ole has to play him. Like, there's no to that, right? At all. Like I feel like City's the only team that can really compete with us, like, in terms of depth in any case. But to be honest, in every single position, we have it. And I think with Saul coming in, with Romelu coming in, I think that's just, like, little pieces that we needed just to egg this team on to, like, hey, we have it here. Like, no matter what. Our wingers can come in and do whatever. Like, we have Ziyech, we have Pulisic, we got Havertz who can play, we got Timo who can play there, we got Odoi who can play there. Like, that depth for wingers, like, one comes on and another comes on who's pacier. One can give in a deadly cross. Like, one can play as almost like a false nine. Our attacking edge and the way we can mix and interchange things with Mount is ridiculous compared to other sides. Other teams have certain structure that they need to play. Chelsea can be flexible and move if they need to. And I think that's going to be the thing that decides us from all the other teams to win the title this season completely. But to continue on what I expect from this season, I expect nothing less than the title, to be honest, because I feel like this is the season where we have to prove who we are. We're the Blues. We're the fucking Blues. We're the champions of Europe, and deservedly so, with Tuchel coming in and changing a whole outlook on this team. From when Frank Lampard got sacked in December to now, has been an outstanding change in the last 9 months, which is insane. I don't think that's ever been seen, to be honest.
Transformed Kai Havertz.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he transformed Havertz. He's transforming Werner slowly but surely. Werner, although he didn't have a great goal-scoring season last season,
He basically had great assists. He had great play. Although, you know, there's things that can obviously be improved on, but I feel like with Lukaku coming in, Tuchel looks at a two-striker system in certain games. That's just goals and goals and goals. You know, both of these guys have been proven goal scorers in their leagues for at the times that they were there. Timo with the Bundesliga, you know, under Lewandowski, which is a very hard guy to beat, but still throwing up numbers. Lukaku, proven in the Prem, proven in Serie A, led his team to a Serie A title against a Ronaldo, who's outscored him completely and carried his team for Juventus. So, in my opinion, this Chelsea side has nothing better to do than win the league. They have to get far in the Champions League. They have to win something. Because if they win nothing, then what are we? We're just a laughingstock at that point, at least in my opinion, right? Because if we have this structure, this coach, and like our fans who can back them all the way, then I expect nothing better. That's all I got to say.
That's good.
Wait, well, Rio, how do you feel about the Jules Koundé deal falling apart? Do you need him or no?
I don't think we needed him at all. I honestly felt like that was a really good deal to get Zuma out and not get him. He would have been great as an addition to our side, but with the way Aspie's playing, with the way Zuma's playing, I meant Rudiger. The way Rudiger's playing, the way Christensen's playing, we have Thiago Silva as well, like an experienced leader. He's one of the best leaders. Yeah, and Chalobah, that's five center backs right there. And we can interchange them, right? Because center backs don't get injured that often. Only Liverpool center backs.
I think this is when Chalobah shines.
Mm-hmm. As that rotation center back. And Reece can drop in at center back. The way we play is so flexible. Because we can play two back. We can play four back. One main two back, two center backs. All
right,
we can play that three back.
Fucking Hudson-Odoi at right wing back if you want.
Exactly. So, like, our flexibility makes us a very different team because you don't know who's going to be playing that game, and that's harder to contain because you already know with City, I'm going to get those two sort of like Joao Cancelos or your Zinchenkos or someone who's going to be on that winger, and then your Bernardo Silvas, your Sterlings, but you know how they're going to play. Chelsea's, it's going to be evolving for game because Tuchel plans for the team, and that's the difference. It's not like we have the same setup and this is going to work because we have these players. Always transforming. That's what makes us a dangerous team. That's what beat us against Madrid. That's what beat City. That's why.
That's good. So,
beat us.
Yeah. So I actually want to, we'll go ahead and get Rio then to give his little top six prediction. So go ahead and give us your top six.
I feel
you
like.
If you can make it snappy.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Chelsea is number one. That's what I expect, right? May that be true. Maybe not. Might be true. You know, I can see other sides winning that. That is a very hard spot to predict, but I want Chelsea first. That's what I want. Personally, bias, whatever you want to call it. Then United, Ronaldo, Bruno, Pogba. You're throwing in balls. They're gonna win games. They're not gonna lose unless you know.
Chelsea and United are the two best teams.
They're the two ones that make me like scared. Like I can watch them and be like, that's pretty scary. City is expected. City and Liverpool can be interchangeable between three and fourth. I honestly feel like their sides have not changed, and they're gonna get a really hard look at themselves this season when things start going wrong, right? Against those other two sides who are completely changing. Then we're going for Tottenham in fifth. Then for six, I'm seeing West Ham.
Well, okay. I'll go up next then, and we go Tristan, Danny, and Doran. It was tough. The toughest spot for me to predict was definitely the number three spot. But I'll go from six up. So at six, I was struggling between Spurs and Everton. But I'm going to go with Spurs because I believe in Nuno. They don't have to play in tough, intensive Champions League games. So I think they'll be okay. Fifth is a team that I'm actually like flabbergasted how they didn't make your top six. But honestly, I had this team in fourth over United till Ronaldo came in, and that's Leicester City. Leicester City have, in my opinion, a top three manager in the Prem with Brendan Rodgers. Actually, four. I forgot about Tuchel. But I think the fourth best manager in the league coaches Leicester. They still have amazing guys. Honestly, Wesley Fofana was playing, and he wasn't out until January. I could see this team challenging top four like they always do. But him being out is big. You guys know how much I raved on Wesley Fofana. I think it was like episode three.
Him and Soyuncu together is insane.
Yeah, him and Soyuncu have such a good partnership. He's going to be so good. But I think Vardy is going to have one last flame out season where he's just going to do what Vardy does. I think obviously you're going to have Madison do what Madison does. And Tillemans continues to be the guy that everyone sleeps on for the conversation of best young midfielders. He's really, really good. And I mean, and obviously, again, Iheanacho. I think this team is so balanced as well that that leaving him out of the top six, I think, is a big, big omission. But
they're my seventh.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got at fourth, maybe the most controversial, but at fourth, I got City. And here's why. I could actually see City, and that's right, City fans, I could actually see City dropping to fifth. Here is why. I'm not going to elaborate on my other three picks, but I just want to elaborate on this real quick. City have a certain play style that I think worked well last season, because in the second half of last season, it really caught a lot of teams off guard. I think it was a lot of the element of surprise, because you saw that in the first half of the season when they were trying to play a little more conventional, it was not working. I think come Christmas, they were like fourth or third. I think this season, teams will catch up to them. I think you'll see that their lack of a nine will start hitting them a lot harder. Like, they don't have Gabby Jesus. If Ferran Torres steps up, then sure, they can be in that third and second spot. But I just don't know if he's quite ready yet. I also think their center back situation could be a problem. I think Ruben Dias, with another year in the Premier League, you might see the same thing that happened with Van Dijk, where that second season, or that third season, not second season, that Some third shot. Season before he actually got injured, his performances weren't up to par, bro. So I think that's going to get to his head, winning that player of the year. And even then, even if he's not performing, if he goes down, the only other center backs that they have are Stones and Laporte. I do think they have Ake still, if he hasn't gone on loan, but I don't trust Ake in a Premier League outfit quite yet. So I think that center back thing that happened to Liverpool could happen to City this year, and it could really, really affect them, because we know Fernandinho at center back is suspect. Very suspect. And I think it's going to take a good performance from Cancelo. I think we know what the midfield is like. The midfield is still the best in the Prem. But I think where are the goals going to come from? Because it's cool to score five against Norwich, but you didn't score against Tottenham. You're going to have trouble scoring against Chelsea. You're going to have trouble scoring against the Varane and Maguire backline. Like, where are those goals going to come by in a 38-game season? Like, in a nine-game Champions League season, you know, you can get streaky and do whatever you want, but in a 38-game season, I think the other three teams ahead of them are more complete, especially in starting 11. Three, I got Liverpool. It really depends on us being fit, but I think we're going to have a couple of injuries that are going to pull us out of the title race. I think you're going to see that Henderson is going to get injured or something like that, and then it's going to be like, boom, we're going to lose a game every now and then to like Newcastle or something, and it's going to take us out from those teams in the front. They're going to be a little more consistent. And then 2-1 is obviously the two big spenders of the transfer window. And at number two is going to be United for me. I got Chelsea winning it. I think United are good. The only reason I think they're going to be second is in spite of the coach. I don't think it's pro Ole. I think like they're going to get second just of how good the squad is going to be. I do think it's going to take a while for them to gel. Like, I don't know if you can throw Sancho, Varane, and Ronnie together and just like magically make it work. I understand. Yeah, you know, it's a little bit FIFA, but I think once they do get it working, right, like there's no question Ronnie is a proven winner. And then Chelsea at first, I do have to say, I think the match, I'm not overreacting to the match in the weekend, because I did say before that Chelsea were my favorite, but Chelsea showed over the weekend to me that this is a team that is like very disciplined, bro. Like, they can switch mid-game to, if they have a one goal lead, like you saw against City in the final, Champions League final, like they can just switch gears and like be like, no, you're not coming in. I think goals are going to be a problem for them still, because I don't trust Lukaku to get you 30 goals or even 25 or 20, whatever they need. But I think Chelsea are going to win the league. I think the top four, obviously, I think we all agree the top four is going to be split by like two, yeah, five, you know, like small ass amount of points.
I mean, I think Chelsea and United are just going to be on a way different margin than Liverpool and Man City. Like, they're going to be, like, at least 8 points above, like...
Mm-hmm. It's just going to be the games we play against each other that decide the points.
Exactly, because, like, I don't see, like, a Chelsea or United losing to these low-level teams. Like, the worst-case scenario is a draw or something, like...
What I think is going to figure out, like, who's going to win between Chelsea and United is definitely how they play, like... against the other top six teams. Like, is that draw against Liverpool gonna haunt Chelsea?
Exactly.
It might come back. And which one of the teams is gonna drop a random game to like Arsenal to
United almost dropped points to Wolves the other day.
Well, they, yeah, exactly. Who's gonna drop a random game that's gonna cost them the league first? That's just that's how close I think the title race between those two teams are gonna be.
That's when it comes down to defense. That's when it comes down to defense wins you games.
That's I feel like we all have the same top four though.
That's a good point, Danny. Before I get to you, though, I want to make sure Tristan's top six, not top four, top six is mentioned, bro. So what do you think about the top six this year?
For me, I'm going to start with first place. I was going with City, but then I just think if you ask every City fan right now, they'd rather win the Champions League than the Premier League again. I think City has less pressure. So for me, I think Chelsea might actually win it because I think Chelsea also has less pressure than Manchester United, I think, with the signings that Man United has made, especially CR7. I think Man United is going to be under more pressure than Chelsea because even Chelsea also won the Champions League last season. So, but yeah, I think Chelsea is going to come first and then Man United is going to come second just because of pressure, I think. Some players are going to fold under pressure at Man United. I'm not saying CR7 is going to do it. He'll probably excel under that. But I just think like some of the young players might fold under pressure at Man United. And that's what's going to give them second place. For third place, I do see City. Just because City's just going to do what City does. They're just a phenomenal team, even without a striker. I just think having Jack Grealish as well is just gonna probably keep them at that same level. But and then for fourth place, I do have Liverpool. I don't think Virgil van Dijk is at his same level as he was before his injury. I think he's dropped off a little bit. And then for fifth, it hurts me to say I think Spurs might get fifth. Only because of Son. Son is just a crazy player. I don't think Harry Kane's gonna have the best season, but I just think Son's gonna step up. I just think Harry Kane's probably gonna be thinking about his next transfer. And then for fifth or for sixth, I want to say Arsenal, but I don't think Arsenal's gonna get sixth. I mean, a lot of people are judging us off of three games. But I just think if Arsenal do step up, I think we could get six, but I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think for sixth place, I kind of have in between either Leicester or I'm going to have to say Everton. I think Everton might be the underdogs. I think, is it, who's the manager of Everton again? Is it Rafa Benitez?
Yeah, Rafa.
Yeah, Rafa.
Yeah, I think he's going to pull something out for Everton. They don't have the best quality players, but what he did at Newcastle wasn't the best, but I think he just knows how to squeeze what every player needs to do to win games. So I think either Everton or Leicester City could get sixth place. I'm leaning more towards Leicester City just because of Jamie Vardy's goal scoring form in the past two seasons.
Yeah, I
like that.
I agree with that. For me, I'm going Leicester 6, Tottenham 5. And then I think it goes City, Liverpool, United, Chelsea. Back to what Tristan was saying, I think the lack of a striker, of a true like goal scorer for City is going to haunt him in the middle of the like campaign. Because it's like, yeah, like we want to win a Champions League. So it's like, we'll rest our goal scoring midfielders or whatever. I don't know. I just think that's, unless Ferran Torres goes crazy, but I do think they'll end up in fourth. I don't think they'll go higher than fourth. Yeah. Who fucking knows?
So who else do you got on the top six?
I told you, Leicester, Tottenham.
Oh, City, Leicester.
Liverpool, Man United, Chelsea.
Okay, I like that. And Doran, give us your last little What's your top six?
Honestly, I don't really give a fuck, but like United's winning, Chelsea second, rest fuck all. Chelsea's the only team I'm really scared about this season. They're the only ones I think that can bring the same energy that we can, the same intensity, just like they're just so new and different that like you just can't predict how they're gonna be. And they're one of the, like, Chelsea and United are the two teams I know and I think are just gonna like just rail teams. Like, City's good, yeah, Liverpool's good, but just like I feel like at a certain time in the season, like you guys were saying, like just United and Chelsea, just like with their depth and everything, like they're just gonna do it.
I don't City's think United has depth.
Back to what you're saying, it's kind of crazy to think because Chelsea and United are basically two new teams with all the signings and all the different like coaching and everything like that. Like versus all the other teams, there hasn't been a drastic amount of change.
Yeah, exactly. We used to be really good, but in the past few seasons, like Chelsea United, like other than Chelsea winning like the Champions League, like we have struggled in like the past 2-3 seasons, like, and so like we've been wanting these signings and now they're finally happening. Like we needed attackers on both teams, we needed like certain key aspects in our defense to sort shit out, like, and now it's like finally happening. So I think changes it all. United versus Chelsea is gonna be like how it was back in the day.
Shithousery.
Pure shithousery.
Pure vibes.
Killer vibes. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I that's pretty much all we have for today, bro. I want to review you also. I'm sure I can also speak for you. I really want to thank you all for coming out. This is probably, you're probably listening to part two right now. I'm probably gonna split these shits up, but you know, definitely appreciate you guys sticking through and giving a lot of really good ass commentary, a lot of good analysis. I didn't know we were all on the same page when it came to Chelsea, but I thought it was gonna be a hot take. But
as an objective like football soccer fan, like you just know Chelsea's good.
I guess.
Thank you.
You can have that one for now, bro. You can have that one.
I give it to you, Rio.
You can have that one for now.
Sorry.
The boys in blue are different. Mm-hmm.
I think we should low-key hit a mid-season review at this point with y'all boys.
No, definitely, bro. It was mad lit. It was mad lit.
See how we compare to our initial takes and see where we're at then.
Yeah, because it's on wax now. It's on wax. Yeah. Well, I really want to thank you guys for coming in again. I'm going to make sure to probably include you guys' IG tags in the description. But make sure to also follow, for everyone listening, the Clean Sheet on IG. And Tristan, Danny, Doran, you guys got any closing remarks? Last points?
Nah, thanks for having me.
I got something for the young Arsenal fans out there.
Yeah.
Any young Arsenal fans, leave while you can.
free Tristan.
If you don't have thick skin, leave while you can. But who knows? It might get better. It might not get better. It might get worse. But you know, Arsenal is Arsenal. So it's just, I don't know. Arsenal is a very unique club. So anyone out there that's supporting Arsenal or that's new and want to support a team, don't support Arsenal.
be like Gabriel.
You want depression every night. If you want depression and you want to stay up every night, you become an Arsenal fan. But yeah, if you don't have thick skin, don't become an Arsenal fan.
Facts. And don't watch Arsenal TV.
Just switch over to Chelsea or something if you're from London.
Yeah. Or Tottenham. That's not
or
bad.
West Ham.
Yeah,
at least you're not glory hunting.
Don't
that's true.
Or Fulham, fuck it, support Fulham instead.
True. Yeah. Crystal Palace.
You know, I unironically know a Fulham fan, like they dead ass.
What? Really?
Yeah.
My like roommate from last year, like he's from London. He's like he lives on like the border of Chelsea and Fulham, and like he's a Chelsea fan. He's like, oh, yeah, he's like he has friends that are Fulham fans. It's just mad awkward. His girlfriend's an Arsenal fan.
Oh,
and the thing was before that City game, like when they lost or whatever the fuck, like I literally texted her. I was like, "Yeah, it's nice for now until y'all lose 6-1 to fucking Man City." But then it was 5-0 instead.
Mandem.
It's mad.
I should have threw money on the spread. Fuck.
That's facts. Yeah, we're gonna get Ethan on the Clean Sheet Investing, bro. But you know what I mean? Danny, you got any final points?
Shout out
Popeye's chicken tenders.
Let's see what recommendation I can give you this time.
Because we had the Popeye chicken nuggets last time.
Yeah, the Popeye game changing. Fuck, I don't know.
Shout out Tony's Pizza by the block.
Any shows?
Shout out Tony's Pizza by the block.
In Bushwick, baby.
Not sponsored, but we hope to be.
Yeah,
that's the neighbor. That's the neighborhood right there, bro.
Fuck it. Shout out all my Puerto Ricans I live next to.
Shout out Theo, bro.
Shout out Theo.
You know what I mean? That's facts. Well, this has been the Clean Sheet. This has been Rio.
What's up, y'all?
Well, goodbye, this has been Dan. Yeah, this has been Danny.
Yo, peace out.
This has been Dorian as well. We have him down there. And Tristan, my man.
All right, y'all boys.
Sick. And not Kareem, because Kareem's a fuckhead. But this has been the Clean Sheet. We are out. Oh baby, yo, why didn't you pull the heat from the beginning, bro?
Because holy I'm goated because I know more than y'all niggas.
All this mid in the beginning.
Because I know how to pull, bro.
Holy shit, all this
y'all niggas always capping on my taste.
Bro. Yeah, it's like actually,
I knew this before y'all. I'm putting y'all on.
Fuck.
Yeah, woof woof, nigga.
Hey, let me ask Theo, bro.